Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
愿恩惠与平安从我们的父上帝并主耶稣基督归于你们。阿们。
The title of today's sermon is this, God knows how you feel.
今天我们正道的题目是上帝了解你的感受。
The Bible passage our sermon is based on is Hebrews 4 verse 15, and this is how it reads. We have a great high priest who can sympathize with all our weaknesses.
我们的圣经的经文是希伯来书第四章十五节。我们的大祭司并不是不能同情我们的软弱。
Another way to say this,is simply this. God knows how you feel.
换句话说就是上帝了解你的感受。
I want to help you understand this wonderful truth of the Bible by telling you a true story, which will become a sermon.
为了帮助你明白这个道理呢，我来与你分享一个真实的故事。
Use your imaginations this morning.And come back with me 94 years to New York City. The year is 1921.
请你用你的想象力呢，与我一起回到1921年，也就是94年前的纽约。
We are in Kane Summit Hospital. The doctor is performing a surgery.It is an appendectomy, removing a patient's appendix.
我们在纽约的凯恩丰医院，一位医生正在为病人进行手术。这个手术呢，是一个阑尾的切除手术。
The patient has complained recently about pain just above their waist.
这个病人呢，最近呢，在一直抱怨他的这个上小腹部呢有疼痛。
He has a swollen appendix.
他的盲肠呢发炎了，肿胀。
Dr. Kane is performing the surgery.
凯恩医生呢在为他做手术。
In his 37 years as a surgeon, Dr. Kane has performed at least 4,000 such surgeries.
在他37年的这个医务的生涯当中，这种手术呢凯恩医生做了将近4000例。
And this surgery will be like all of the others, except in two ways.
除了两个方面呢，这次手术呢，与其他的手术并没有什么不同。
The first new thing is the first ever use of local anesthesia in surgery.
第一个不同呢，就是这是第一次用这个局部麻醉的方法进行手术。
The patient is not put asleep with general anesthesia.
病人呢不会像使用全身麻醉那样呢失去他们的知觉。
A local anesthetic is put on the immediate site of the surgery when the patient is still wide awake.
这个局部麻醉就是在进行手术的时候呢，把这麻醉的药物放到这个进行麻醉的部分，但是呢，手术的时候病人还是清醒的。
Dr. Kane wants more surgeons to use this method because he knows it's safer for the patient.
这个凯恩医生呢，希望更多的医生呢使用这种方法，因为他知道这对于病人呢是更安全。
Dr. Kane searches for a volunteer for the surgery, but a volunteer is not easily found.
凯恩医生呢一直在寻找一位志愿者来进行这个手术，但是呢。这个志愿者并不是那么容易的找到。
Many people feel they might get sick or upset if they're awake during their own surgery.
很多人认为呢，如果他们在手术的时候，自己还清醒的话呢，他们有可能感觉不舒服，甚至于生病。
Other people are afraid that the anesthetic might wear off too quickly, and they will feel the pain.
有些人呢就很恐惧呢，如果在麻醉期不够的情况下。手术没完成，他们还是在清醒，还会感到疼痛。
But eventually, Dr. Kane finds a volunteer. The patient is ready.
最终呢，凯恩医生找到了一位志愿者。现在呢，病人呢，准备好了。
The local anesthetic is put in the place where the surgeon will do his job.
在要开刀的部位呢，注射了这个麻醉药。这个医生准备开始手术。
Dr. Kane skillfully performs the surgery.
凯恩医生呢，娴熟地进行着手术。
And the patient complains of only just a little discomfort.
病人呢，只有一点点的不舒服的抱怨。
The patient recovers quickly and goes home 2 days later.
手术以后呢，病人恢复得非常的快，只有两天就回家了。
Dr. Kane has proven his theory. A local anesthetic is perfectly safe.
凯恩医生呢，证实了他的理论，就是局部麻醉的方法是安全的。
Thanks to the willingness of a brave volunteer.
我们要感谢这位勇敢的志愿者。
A time of safer surgeries has begun for all.
一个新的安全的手术的方法开始了。
But remember I said there were two things that made this surgery different than all the rest.
还记得我说过这次手术与其他的手术呢有两个方面的创新。
And I told you the first, the use of a local anesthetic.
我说了第一个就是用局部麻醉的方法。
But the second thing different is the patient.
那第二个不同的地方呢就是这个病人。
The courageous volunteer for the surgery by Dr. Kane was Dr. Kane.
那位勇于让凯恩医生为他进行手术的志愿者就是凯恩医生本人。
To prove his point, Dr. Kane performed the surgery on himself.
为了证明他的理论，他的观点，凯恩医生在他自己身上进行了这次手术。
The doctor became a patient to convince the other patients they could trust their doctor.
这位病人呢，这位医生成为了病人，为了使其他的病人能够信服，能够相信他们的医生。
Does this sound like anything that God did?
这听起来是不是像上帝所做的呢？
The story of a doctor who became a patient is nothing compared to the story of our God who became a human being just like us.
当然这位医生成为病人的故事呢，没有办法与道成肉身的我们上帝的故事相比较。
But Jesus Christ did just that.
然而耶稣就是这样做的。
Almighty God came to our earth to walk with us, to love us, to take upon himself our sins, to die in our place upon the cross, to rise from the grave, to give to us forgiveness of sins. He became just like us.
所以全能的上帝来到我们这个世界与我们同行，来爱我们，来自己承担我们的罪，并且为我们在十字架上牺牲他自己，并且从坟墓当中复活，给我们罪的赦免和美好的天堂的盼望。
Jesus came to us so that we would believe the healer knows our hurts.
所以耶稣来到我们这里，使我们可以相信那医治者了解我们的伤害。
Jesus came to us so that we could believe the divine physician understands our pain.
所以耶稣来到我们这里，使我们可以相信那神圣的医治者理解我们的痛苦。
Hebrews 4:15 says this, We have a great high priest who can sympathize with all of our weaknesses.
所以希伯来书4:15就告诉我们，我们的大祭司并不是不能连续我们的软弱。
Another way to say this is this. God knows how you feel.
换句话说，上帝知道你的感受。
Rejection? Jesus felt it.
被拒绝，耶稣感受到。
Temptation? Jesus knew it.
试探，耶稣也知道。
Loneliness? Jesus experienced it.
孤独，耶稣体验过。
Pain? Jesus had it.
疼痛，耶稣也有过。
Death? He tasted it. What do you think the cross is all about?
死亡，他尝过。你认为十字架指的是什么呢？
There is an old Christian song that begins with these words. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus.
有一首老歌开始这样说，没有人知道我见到的痛苦，只有耶稣知道。
Do you have daily problems and heartaches?
你是否有日常生活的困难？你是否有心痛呢？
This morning, do you have an ache in your heart and soul?
今天早上，你是不是有心里的伤痛？
Do you have things in your life that make you afraid or sad?
生活中是否有事情使你害怕，或者使你感到悲伤？
Jesus knows how you feel.
耶稣了解你的感受。
He became a human being just like you.
他成为我们其中的一员。
What an amazing truth of the Holy Scripture. Almighty God became a human being.
这是怎样奇妙的恩典，全能的上帝成为我们这样的人。
He walked our earth.
他在我们的世上行走过。
He cried our tears.
他流过眼泪。
He laughed with great joy.
他曾经欣喜若狂过。
He knew the hatred and the mockery from those who would not accept his love.
从那些拒绝他的爱的人，他领受了仇恨和嘲弄。
And he died on the cross of Calvary to pay for all of your sins and for mine.
为了担负你和我的所有的罪，耶稣死在加利利的十字架上。
He knew the coldness of death and the grave.
他了解死亡和坟墓的阴森。
Why?
为什么？
Why did our Lord Jesus let himself experience all these things?
为什么耶稣让他自己来体验这些呢？
One reason.
只有一个原因。
So that when you hurt.
那就是当你被伤害的时候。
When you are sad.
当你悲伤的时候。
When you feel guilty or ashamed because of your past sins.
当你因你的过犯感到内疚和羞愧的时候。
When your heart is breaking.
当你的心碎了的时候。
You will go to him.
你会真正的归向他。
He is your savior.
他是你的拯救者。
He is your divine physician.
他是你的神圣的医生。
He is your heavenly doctor.
他是你天上的医治者。
He can bring you the healing and the care that you need today.
他给你你今天需要的关怀和医治。
He can bring you what you need most. Forgiveness of sins, the love of God, the gift of heaven.
他给你你最需要的，那就是罪的赦免、上帝的爱和天堂的礼物。
Thank God that Jesus knows how you feel.
感谢神，上帝了解你的感受。
All praise and honor and glory be to Jesus.
所有的颂赞、尊敬和荣耀都归于主耶稣基督。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.